Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ. Spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned, because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air. We need people on radio willing to speak about the Bible, the Constitution, and putting God back in our nation again. So join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at chosengenerationradio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.
Sexual predators and comprehensive sex education both break down inhibitions. That's what they start with. They also gain trust with the child and then slowly start to get them towards sexual activity.
Anything goes. You are teaching children adult child sex. You're teaching transgender issues. And children are moldable and influenced by that.
They said, okay, now we need you and your team to be able to explain what homosexuality is to a four-year-old student.
To introduce this kind of material at that age, frankly, it's child abuse.
You're going to teach our children that it's okay for any two children of any age, of any sex, to have sexual intercourse with each other as long as two components are present. One's using a condom and they both give consent. Did I hear that correctly?
It's not a neutral venue. There's no such thing. Okay, the schools are doing your job. They are discipling your children, but they're not discipling them in the faith of Jesus Christ.
It's only the exceptional child that even survives that system. Most do not survive. Most have not survived.
They believe that children are sexual from birth and that they deserve and have the right to be sexually active and to seek sexual pleasure. And if anyone is stopping them from that, then you are judging and oppressing them.
Even kindergarten now, they're wanting to teach them more and more perverse information and acts and put that into the children's minds. And once that poison is in the child's mind, it doesn't leave. They'll always remember what they learned. And it's by design, it's orchestrated.
In my humble opinion, it will be worse before it gets better.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits, and everything is filtered through biblical...
Two little boxes.
Well, you should be in however many boxes you got there, boss.
There's two tiny boxes in the middle of the screen, along with your sound wave.
I don't know what you're seeing. It there. You should be full. You should be full size now.
Nope, not at all.
All right. Well, you're on the screen and you're live, and the whole world is watching you.
My, oh my, really?
Yes, sir. So welcome, Mr. Thornburg. It's Monday.
Oh, welcome.
It's
to
Monday.
Everybody.
It's Monday afternoon. It's that time.
Okay.
It's that time.
Try. Oh, there's a little better, and your little moderator is speaking thing is in the middle of the screen. But I can see you now. Yay!
Well, that's marvelous. Marvelous. All right. So, bottom of hour number two, Rick Manning will be with us. And we'll talk a bit about Pete Buttigieg and his incredible transportation. Another shipping vessel has run in to, has gone out of control in New York. And so we'll talk about that. That happened just today. Marvelous stuff.
No.
So anyway, but we'll get into that. And also, President Trump came out and said that the issue of abortion should be left to the states, but did not necessarily weigh in on his position on the issue of abortion. Although he has been pro-life, that's been his previous stance. But he said that as far as the issue of abortion is concerned, he's taking the position that it is a state matter and should be taken up by the states. So we'll see what Rick's thoughts are with regards to whether or not that's a win or a lose or where that sits. I know that for some people who are, who feel very strongly about life and about abortion being a form of murder, that they would hope that the president would take a very strong stand with regards to that particular issue. And I know from a spiritual perspective, you and I've talked about that, you know, abortion is child sacrifice. Yeah. And that is
biblical that way.
That's really a serious issue. So we'll talk about that. David Wormser will be with us. We'll talk some more about what's happening in Israel. Iran has overtly engaged itself now. Hezbollah has begun their offensive out of Syria. We'll talk about the Syria situation and what's happening there. And then we're also going to talk a little bit about the Gazan situation. More and more testimony from Gaza hostages that have been released and come back, who are now who were initially being reserved, which is how what Jewish tradition is. They don't talk about the dead. They don't talk about those kinds of things. That's their traditional perspective, and how they handle that. But because of what continues to go on and how this has been prolonged, they're beginning to give testimony about nurses in the hospitals in Gaza cheering the terrorists for bringing back hostages from Israel, cheering.
Wow.
And now everybody wants to get all, these, you know, poor Gazans. I've said this from the very beginning. 86% of Gazans voted for either Hamas or the PLO, which are both horrific terrorist organizations. Not to suggest that Islam isn't in and of itself. Okay? When the Muslims take over, they slaughter the Christians and the Jews. That's been their history for over 1,400 years. It's in their book. It's what they do. They rape the women and they slaughter the men. That's what they do. It's what their book tells them to do. So everybody pretending, look, my debate with a Muslim is not going to be over what your book says. My debate with a Muslim is going to be, look, if you'd like to be saved, if you'd like to serve a God that doesn't demand this kind of sickness from you, then let me introduce you to Jesus Christ. Let me introduce you to a life that will be fulfilling and not a life that will be oppressive to you and to those around you. Mm-hmm. And let me introduce you to the one who is the real true God.
Yeah, the one who is love and peace instead of violence and death. It's amazing. Speaking of that, one of the things that you wanted to talk about, I believe today, Greg, is about the issue of deliverance.
Yes.
And we've kind of referred to that off and on here, and people know that we have a ministry called Freedom Encounters, which helps people gain their freedom. But a lot of viewers are under the impression that they probably don't need it, and they don't see a lot of manifestations that they would believe would happen if they did have a need for it. And I wanted to start out our discussion today, Greg, just letting people know that in the West, the demons are a lot more sophisticated. They aren't going to act the way they do, let's say, in Asia or in Africa. It just ain't gonna happen that way. And people need to understand that even the voices of the enemy sound like us. And I wanted to share at your request, Greg, some of those behaviors, some of those situations that occur in our lives, some of which are going to fit every single viewer that we have, to be honest. And those are signs that we really do need deliverance if we have some of these things. I wanted to take the first one was the last one I thought of bringing up today. And I thought, the Lord wanted me to mention this, especially for young people. And it's this, that every single thought of suicide, 100%, not 90, not 95, 100% of all thoughts of suicide come from the presence of demons in our flesh, 100%. If you're getting any thought of suicide, whether you would fulfill it or not, is proof that indeed you would benefit from deliverance prayer. I think another one that the Lord wanted me to point out is if a person is having difficulty connecting to God, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, two of them, three, whatever. If there's difficulty there or in hearing the voice of God, that's another automatic proof that deliverance would help you. But let me continue down my list, if I might.
Yes, sir.
One is uncontrolled fear. One thing that I found that every woman I've ever prayed for, she has issues of fear. Well, on the other hand, men always have the same one too, and that of lust. It's like those two just dwell in the sexes quite a bit. Insecurity and fear in the woman. If you have uncontrolled fear, lust, self-hatred, issues of unforgiveness that you just can't get rid of, the thoughts just keep flooding your head, you need deliverance. And you would absolutely watch those disappear. If you're going to bed at night and your mind is racing, well, you're trying to go to sleep. Who do you think is making the noise and causing your mind to race? 100% of the time, it's going to be the demonic. I promise, 100%. Buying into lies about your destiny, self-esteem, feeling hampered in the call on your life, or not even being able to tell what your call is, having difficulty discovering what your spiritual gifts are, which are what help you fulfill that call. Being hampered in your spiritual growth, that's a sign of it. Certain mindsets that just seem to be constant, like hopelessness, despair, the poverty mindset. A couple of them that are pretty common is perfectionism. You have to be perfect in order to be okay, or you have to do something in order to please God. Every one of those thoughts comes from the enemy. The fear of failure. Another one, what I would call you statements. Whenever you hear something like, you can't measure up. You're just not good enough, which is the number one curse in all of demondom. 100% of the time, I would say, probably 98% of the people I pray for, that's one of the key curses in them that is removed in their prayer time. And, of course, it works. That's why the enemy uses it so much. And the reason it works is because of the word enough. You grow and you get better and you get over certain things, but it's never enough. Well, if you could be good enough, there would be no need for a savior.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what good does the blood and the cross and the resurrection do if we could do it on our own?
Right.
So that's one of those curses and statements from the enemy we should agree with and say, you're right, Joe Demon. I'm really not good enough, but that's the good news. That's why I have a savior and a faith in Jesus Christ, because it's by his stripes that I'm healed, and he covers me with his righteousness and so forth. But anyway, the enemy tries to get us feeling like we can't please God, and we focus on these negatives, and we're disqualified from developing our gifts, discovering what our call is, and actually fulfilling that call. The whole area of disqualification is what's fed by the demonic. There's one reason that people are demonized. The one thing that they're after, the one goal, is to keep you and me from developing our spiritual gifts and fulfilling our call, destiny, and purpose on this earth that God gave us in order to glorify him. That's the reason for everything that they do in us. Another one is, the you statements. Every single time you get a thought, you're not good enough. You just can't. You're a failure. No one loves you. We don't talk about ourselves in the second or third person, but the enemy does. Mm-hmm. The demonic is responsible for 100% of all the statements that occur in our mind that start with you. They're called self-propagating curses. That's what the enemy calls them.
Mm-hmm.
And they are some of the most powerful, powerful curses that we can have, that we have to deal with. So if you get that, that's it. Another one is being easily distracted. You just can't seem to gain control over your cell phone, your iPads, all your technology, all your shopping, your gaming, I mean, on and on and on. All these things that we actually are becoming addicted to without calling it an addiction. If you have difficulty being in control of yourself and your life, I guarantee you that 100% of it is going to be at least assisted and magnified by the demonic. Another area is in changing of your personality. You're triggered. You're easily triggered. And you go from just being okay to suddenly in a rage or angry, or you're screaming or you're yelling, and you're destroying your own relationships and your marriage. Or you may feel totally mature at one moment, and the next hour you feel like a kid, especially when you go to a family reunion. It feels like you're a child all over again around your parents. That's proof of either and or demonization and or DID, multiple personalities being there, who are also demonized and impacted by demons in a body.
Explain now, the difference between demonized and demon-possessed real quick.
Okay. Unbelievers are demon-possessed. People that have not asked the Lord Jesus Christ into their hearts as their Savior. Those people are demon-possessed. Demonized, the Greek word is daimonizomai. It's in several portions of the scriptures. It means to have a demon, and to have a demon in the flesh, not just around you or whatever. That's called oppression. Oppression is after a person is set free of the demonization in them which can only occur in a believer. Only believers are referred to as demonized, or the term daimonismi in the Greek. So there's three categories: possession of the unbeliever, demonization of the believer, and the demons do not inhabit the soul, they don't inhabit the spirit, they inhabit our flesh. Because we're gods, no matter what. We are only possessed by God Almighty after we come to Christ. That's why we're not demon-possessed at that time. So the instantaneous change occurs upon receiving Christ as your Savior. So that's big. Another one that I just wanted to throw out before we ran out of time, Greg, is same-sex attraction. Because of the LGBTQ menace that we have in our society right now, a lot of people have these same-sex attractions, and they don't know that the whole thing is begun and fed and nurtured by the demons in that person's body. I don't care if they're 10 years old or 110. It really doesn't matter. Every bit of that is fed that way. I just prayed for someone who had homosexual issues just 1 week ago today, actually. And guess what? They had all of these opposite sex altars. And those altars were those that actually caused them to have an attraction for the same sex. Folks, that's all demonic. When those altars got cleansed, those multiple personalities got cleansed and healed, all of a sudden, all of that attraction just disappeared that fast.
These are
a lot of things that to talk about in a short amount of time. But I would bet that every viewer, listener that we have would say, some of those things Thornburg talked about fit me. And I just suggest you go to our website, listen to more of our podcasts on there, watch those videos, listen to some other things, read a few things at freedomencounters.com, and become a little more aware of how this process works, what it looks like. We don't allow any manifestations,
none,
in our deliverance sessions. We don't glorify the enemy at all. It's all quiet, controlled, and the only one who receives glory, which is the purpose of the prayer, is the Lord Jesus Christ, period, end of discussion, only him. And so we encourage you to think about and pray about those things that I shared with you today. The list could go on and on and on, but these are some of the more typical areas that the Lord gave me in the last 24 hours to talk about. And if you have some, you don't need all of them. If you just have some of those that seem to be at the forefront of where you're at, please pray about and consider getting prayer with one of our team members around the country or around the world in truth.
And you can go to Freedom Encounters, freedomencounters.com. Freedomencounters.com is the website. And and then what we encourage you to do is to go up. And actually, I tell you what I'll do here we got an extra couple of minutes here. So let me walk folks through. Mm-hmm. And let me share the screen. There we go. And now I'm going to maximize that. So that is Ken and his lovely bride, Shirley. And we're so glad. Sylvia. And we're so glad for both of them. And that looks like a waterfall. Where are you standing at, brother?
Oh, we're in one of the umpteen parks in the city of Boise.
Okay, that's beautiful. All right, so what you will do is you'll go to what we do. You can see that. And then go down to on-demand seminars. And then the seminar you want to click on is Victory Over Spiritual Conflict. And VOSC, and here's the details of it. And it's $90 for individuals, $100 for couples. And it will take you through all of the sections. You will also get an 81-page teaching manual. There's two options. You can do online streaming or a flash drive media. And once you have completed the Victory Over Spiritual Conflict course, then arrangements will be made for you to meet up with one of the team members, and a team member will take you through the prayer. And it's just it's awesome. It really is. I went through many years ago, and now I have the privilege of taking others through, and the success is just over the top. It really is.
Yeah, it's exceptional. The fruit that we're seeing is just beyond. And it's one of those things, Greg, that a lot of people don't understand this within their own churches. Once you go through it, you don't have to go through it again.
Right.
Unless you just decide to live a hedonist lifestyle and become a drug addict and drunk or something after your prayer, inviting them back in. But you don't just pick them up like chicken pox. You know, yeah. Once you have the prayer, that's it. Only takes a few hours. Doesn't take days, weeks, months, years. Not even to work in integrating the altered states, the multiple personalities. That occurs during the deliverance session. And you don't have to go to some counselor to get that done. Our teammates do it them with, they assist.
Yes, the Lord Jesus does it, which is, you know, I mean, that really, that's why it's so effective, is that the teammates understand that it's Jesus Christ that's doing it.
That's right.
And then what we do is we go through the process with you, praying by faith, believing that the Lord Jesus Christ is able to do it. And that is, you know, I mean, that part is an important component, is that team members have a very strong belief that Jesus is able to do this. And that, you know, that makes a huge difference. And then sensitivity to the Holy Spirit as you're walking through it. And then there's the aftercare, which is about another 2 to 2.5 hours, which is very powerful. And there, and as you and Sylvia are seeking the Lord for more and more revelation, and I think the closer we get, you know, to end times, and that's one of the things I was going to share too about the eclipses that we had today, or the eclipse. It's a singular eclipse.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Let me show you what that looked like with the cloud cover really quick. Do you have a minute, Ken?
Sure. I do.
All right.
So. Yeah, we don't have it in Boise.
No.
Oh boy.
Yeah, I mean, wow. It was like major cloud cover, but here we go. This is what it looked like.
Wow.
Okay.
It'd be better if you took a picture of the trees over there.
Wow.
So there you can see, I mean, that's how dark it got. It was like nighttime.
Wow. Like dusk.
Yeah. Well, the reason it's a little dusky is because of the light on the front of our house. But otherwise, it's when that light goes out. I mean, it was nighttime.
Wow.
Full on nighttime. Now, the clouds look a little lighter as the camera scans over them.
Yeah.
And that, you can kind of see the globe, see a little bit of the globe right there?
Mm-hmm.
That was it.
Man.
But yeah, the cloud cover was just intense.
That's pretty neat.
And, but you can kind of see it hiding in the clouds.
Mm-hmm.
And then what becomes interesting. So, and it was 4 minutes is actually how long the, okay. So now the light, if I pan down, I guess the light has completely gone out. I'll tell you another thing that was kind of wild, and you'll see it here in a minute. We had an airplane flying around.
Oh, really?
Yeah. There you hear it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, interesting.
I mean, he got really close, too. I think in a second. There he is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
I wonder if he's following it. Yeah. How interesting.
Yeah. All right. And then the second one... So this is as the light comes on.
Mm-hmm.
You can hear the airplane again. He's still buzzing around.
Shortest day of my life. Yeah, right. Wow. You were right in that path.
Yep.
Now, that's something.
Now, in a second, you're going to hear the rooster crow.
No way.
Yeah, yeah. There he is again. There's that plane.
How interesting.
There's the rooster.
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious.
Is that funny?
Yeah, that's fun. That's amazing. Yeah. And there's all your light coming back.
Huh. Yep. Let me see if I can get the rooster again. There he is.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the rooster thought it was a new day. So he decided to he decided that he needed to roost again, I guess. However that works. But yeah.
A crow, yeah, rooster crowing.
Yes.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
That's very interesting.
Yeah, I'm gonna take those two clips and I'll put them together and make sure I get the rooster edited in there because I think that's pretty funny.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Boy, that kind of tells you how dark it got.
Yeah, no, it did. It really did. I mean, it was full on nighttime.
That's degrees.
Yeah, no doubt.
Well, we'll see how this fits
right
into the whole prophetic moves.
Yeah,
in the United States.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah,
no
yeah.
doubt.
It should probably. Does it go over Washington D.C.?
It doesn't go. Let me see the
goes north of there, doesn't it?
Yeah, I believe that's correct.
Yeah, into New England. Yeah.
So
you know, Greg, while you're looking that up,
it goes right over Buffalo, Rochester, Cleveland, Kingston.
Okay.
But no, it misses DC. DC is in the outer shadow of it.
Yeah.
But not in the primary path. And
Greg,
then
it, I wanted to mention one more behavior that probably fits almost 100% of Christians, and that is the whole issue of people pleasing. The Word of God has very, very clear things to say about people pleasing. It doesn't please God. And people pleasing is the number one behavior, you might say, that's a foundation of codependence and dysfunctional behavior. When people are always wanting to please everyone around them, make them happy, take care of them, to the point of extremes, really. It doesn't take a lot to be extreme in the kingdom, but there's a lot of people that fit into this. And 100% of the time,
the bright edge,
a large part of what's behind that is the demonic. The demonic is absolutely involved in helping cause that to occur. And I just want people to understand that when they're so concerned about what other people think of them, that's what makes them okay if other people approve of them, feel good about them, are happy with them, quote unquote. If I am overly concerned about that, which, by the way, I was for decades,
yeah,
then that is a process that is fed and nurtured by the demonic, and it's one of the more clever, strategic ways they have to hold us back from the call of God upon our lives. And it works. Mm-hmm. It works extremely well, especially if you're trying to please all the leaders in your church and you're trying to get in this ministry at the church and that ministry, and the only way you can is to please everybody. And that is really excellent proof that you are demonized. And no church should be in a place where they're so controlling that it causes the people to feel that they have to do that in order to be okay, in order to serve in that church. So yeah, it's just an area that the enemy is extremely active in. And I thought it would really be important for me to bring that one up, too. I think that's the only one on my list that I was looking at that we didn't
quite get to. Right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Ken, again, for sharing that. And again, folks, I just encourage you to go to freedomencounters.com, freedomencounters.com, and go to their seminars and take the VOSC, which is the Victory Over Spiritual Conflict seminar. And once you've completed that, then make contact and we'll make sure and get you connected with somebody that can pray you through the prayer.
Yeah. Yep. I think we have a list on the website of a lot of our teammates, most of them probably around the world where they're located. And if you have one near you, make contact with them when you're done.
There you go. Yeah. Mm-hmm. There you go. And I think my name is on that list.
Oh boy.
There you go.
All right. That'd be a dangerous one.
Yeah, I was looking to see. So you're just going to go to what we do, on-demand seminars, and then victory over spiritual conflict.
Mm-hmm.
And that will get you connected, and then I think
the list.
I was looking to see where the list is of the
teammates,
team members.
Mm-hmm.
I hadn't planned to do this, so I wasn't prepared to look that up, but I see contact us, but I don't see it there. I'll have to research that to figure that out, because I'm not sure where that is.
Mm-hmm.
On our new site.
I've just spent a year and 10 months rebuilding it.
So. Yep. There's it. I see FE team list. Here we go.
There we go.
Sorry, but you do not have permission to view this content. Okay.
Huh. Okay. That tells me there's a bug.
Yep. What do we do? Team training.
Okay. Well, we'll have to get in touch with our computer ninjas and have them fix that. That should be available to anybody who clicks on it. So.
Yeah, it would be...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is okay. Yeah, sorry, you don't have okay. So I clicked on teammate portal, which I don't have permission because I guess I'm not signed in.
Yeah.
But even still,
That should be available to anybody.
Yeah, so you can find teammates.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Would be.
Yeah, I don't think we have any other. Requirement.
A helpful thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There's in-person seminars. But that's not the same thing.
Right.
Team member qualifications, deliverance and healing, territorial intercession, overview, teaching topics. That's not it. Personal ministry overview. Maybe in there.
That might be the deliverance preparation overview that people can read to learn what the deliverance is like.
Here we go. Pursue ministry now. You got it. You click on that, and let me see what that does.
Mm-hmm.
Order VOSC. Review the common questions. What happens? What is the cost? How do I contact an FE member?
That would be it.
It's a video with Sylvia, but it doesn't get... Okay, download contact list.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Okay, it's there.
It just takes you a minute to get there.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. It just takes a minute to get there. All right, cool. So there it is. And there are people all over the country and around the world that you can reach out to.
Mm-hmm. There are. Yep.
There we go. All right. We're going to take a little break. We'll be back. David Wormser will join us likely on the other side. I'll be back with more coming up right after this.
All right.
One second.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Hey, this is Pastor Greg. I just want to take a minute to walk you through how to sign up at CGR Wellness. So you're going to type in www.cgrwellness.com. And that is going to take you over here. And the first thing you're going to do is you're going to come over here and you are going to, we're going to shrink this down so it doesn't get in our way. You're going to go right over here to create account. And it is going to offer you the opportunity to create an account. You've got to type in an email address. So we're going to type in an email address. Be good if I put a good one in there, right? There we go. And now, there is a window that pops up. Now, when this window pops up, here's what you need to do. You need to just X out. Just close that window. Okay? Just close that window. Now we go over here. And we'll use a strong password. And then we'll put in our name. And we'll put in our last name. And then we'll put in an address. And the city. And we'll choose our state. And we don't need a phone number. And it wants us to make sure that we're not a robot, so we'll do that. Wow. And we'll create the account. And now the account's been created. Now, there is a share code. I don't remember what it is right now, but it doesn't really matter. Now you'd go over here and type in Vibe. It's your first product you're looking for. And there is the fruit and veggies superfood liquid multivitamin. Click on that. And you're going to order. I recommend that you order two, and I'll tell you why. If you order two of them and add those to the cart. Now, here comes the cart. Now, you're going to get your second bottle for half off when you type in Chosen Gen Radio. Chosen Gen Radio and click apply. And that's going to give you $20 off. Plus, you're going to unlock free shipping. So now when you get your order, you'll get no shipping charge, 2 months worth for the price of a month and a half. And then you can go back over and you can securely check out, put in your billing information and so on, and you're off to the races. So that's how you do it. Nice and easy. Again, cgrwellness.com. When that little window pops up, just X out of it. You don't need that because you're going to get a $20 discount. Once you completed the form and created the account, go to the top, click in Vibe, and then go. Now, I use Vibe, Resvante, Ultrashot, the EPA fish oil, the Flex, and I also use, this is your apple cider vinegar, and this is your ashwagandha. I use those as well. I'm going to run through this really quick with you. Again, omega-3. And then these products up here. Your Vibe. Your Resvante. The Ultra Shot. And the Flex. Those are the ones that I personally use every single day. I can recommend each and every one of those to you and just assure you that they do a great job. They've made a gigantic difference in my health. All right. God bless you. God bless your health. And thank you for supporting our Indian ministry through this as well. At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men, seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God and I love his creation. And I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil and only God is good. And Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up. And in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil so you all might enter into his rest. Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses.
I thank and praise God for this borewell. that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry. And by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the water. And this is this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any difference. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
Unmute that. There we go. All right. Well, and actually,